Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something that's simple on paper, but it's one of the biggest differences between a sketchy loop and a record that actually feels heavy. We are building a jungle-style 808 tail that creates low-end pressure without turning your Amen edit into mud. Not just sub after kick, I mean a controlled low-end event that hits, breathes, and leaves room for the break, and that stays stable enough that later on, mastering can push it loud without the whole track bending. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you already know how to make a basic drum loop and route audio in Live. We'll stay stock devices in Ableton Live 12. First, set your session up like you actually care about the low end. Put your tempo in the 165 to 175 range. If you're going modern rolling DNB, sit around 172 to 175. If you're more classic jungle, 165 to 170 feels right. On your master, drop a spectrum so you can see what's going on down low. Then put a limiter last, just as a safety while producing. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. Look ahead at 1 millisecond is fine. And here's the rule, while we're building this, do not rely on the limiter doing 5 or 6 dB of work. If you're seeing more than 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, it's a sign your low end is too long, too loud, or fighting the drums. The goal is pressure, not distortion chaos. Now we need an 808 tail source. You've got two good options. Option A is using a sample, and honestly for jungle tails that's often the fastest. Drag your 808 sample into Simpler. Put Simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp off if it's an audio clip. We want clean low end, no time stretch artifacts. In Simpler, turn snap on, and add a tiny fade like 2 to 10 milliseconds just to avoid clicks. Option B is synthesizing it, which gives you super clean control. Drop an operator on a new MIDI track. Oscillator A, sine wave, envelope, attack at 0, decay somewhere between 500 and 1200 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release between 50 and 120 milliseconds. Then add a little pitch envelope for that 808 knock, something like plus 6 to plus 18 semitones, with a pitch envelope decay of 20 to 60 milliseconds. One jungle-specific reminder, don't make trap tails. In jungle and DNB, especially at 174, a tail that's too long becomes a constant blanket. We want bounce around the breaks. Next step, tuning. This is non-negotiable. Low-end pressure collapses when the tail isn't in key. Even if you can't hear the note clearly, the system hears it. The club hears it. Your limiter hears it. Find your track's root note. A live DNB sits around F, F sharp, G, or G sharp. As a rough guide, F is about 43.6 Hz, F sharp around 46.3, G about 49, and G sharp around 51.9. On the 808 tail track, add tuner, or use spectrum and look for the strongest low peak. If you're in Simpler, use transpose until that fundamental locks in. If it's an audio clip, use clip transpose for coarse moves and detune for fine moves. Teacher tip here. Don't chase perfect on the meter if the sample is harmonically complex. Use the meter to get close, then trust your ear with the track playing. Your target is that the loudest low peak sits close to your root or your fifth, and it doesn't feel like it's fighting the musical center of the tune. Now shape the tail length for actual 174 BPM reality. If you're in Simpler, use the volume envelope. Attack basically 0 to 5 ms. Decay usually 250 to 700 ms. Start around 450 ms and adjust from there. Sustain down at minus infinity. Release 50 to 120 ms. If you're working with audio, consolidate the hits so you're not juggling a bunch of tiny regions. Then you can use clip fades, or use a gate. With gate, set the threshold so it closes musically, not abruptly. Return around 150 to 350 ms, as a starting point. Floor at minus infinity, if you want it cleanly off, or around minus 20 dB if you want a little ghost tail. And here's the jungle rule. Leave room for snare transients. Long tails should breathe around the 2 and the 4. If your snare suddenly loses crack the moment the tail comes in, that's not heavy, that's just masking. Now we're going to build the pressure chain, clean the sub, add controlled harmonics and keep it consistent. A strong stock chain is EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then utility. Optionally a limiter on the track, but only if you really need it, and I'd rather you fix envelope and gain staging first. Start with EQ8. Do your cleanup early. High pass at around 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. Don't be dramatic unless you have to. 12 or 24 dB per octave is fine. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 120 to 250 Hz, 1 to 3 dB, wide Q. If the 808 tail is stepping on your kick, Do a tiny carve where the kick's main low peak lives, often 50 to 80 Hz depending on the kick. 1 to 2 dB is usually enough. And don't over-re-cue this. A great tail is basically one strong fundamental plus controlled harmonics. If you're sculpting it like a mid-range synth, you're probably solving a problem you created earlier. Next, saturator. This is where pressure becomes audible. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB to start. Turn on soft clip often works great for DNB. Then level match the output, so bypass and engaged feel roughly the same loudness. That's important, because louder always sounds better, and you want to judge tone, not volume. Your goal here, at low monitoring volume, you can still identify the bass note without adding a bunch of extra 45 to 55 Hz. If it gets fizzy or scratchy, back off the drive, or add an auto filter after saturation to gently low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep resonance low. You're cleaning brittle edges, not turning it into a dull thump. Now glue compressor. This is not for pumping. This is for making each tail hit feel like it has the same weight. Set attack around 10 ms, release around 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the strongest hits. Keep makeup off and set the output yourself. Then utility for mono management and gain staging. Turn bass mono on and set it around 120 Hz to start. You can try 100 to 150 depending on the mix and the tail sample. If it's purely sub, keep width at 0. If you want width, we'll do it later with an upper bass layer, not on the fundamental, and set gain so you're not slamming the master. Headroom now equals loudness later. Now we make it groove, ducking, because in jungle, the drums are the story. The tail is supporting and answering the drums. If your tail just sits there, it will flatten the break. Classic method. Sidechain with the standard compressor, not glue. Put it after EQ and saturation, usually before glue or after saturation depending on what you want. If you compress before saturation, the saturation reacts more consistently. If you compress after saturation, you control the final loudness shape. Try both. Enable sidechain. Choose your kick track. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Set threshold so kick hits cause about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then, and this is a great jungle upgrade, consider a second stage sidechain from the snare, but lighter. Ratio 2 to 1. And honestly, set the release faster than you think so the tail comes back right after the snare crack. Aim for 1 to 3 dB reduction. The feel you're chasing is, snare hits, then the tail answers. Not snare hits and the sub just disappears for half a beat. Alternative method. Volume shaping with auto pan. Set amount to 100%. Phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, and choose a downward ramp shape. Set rate to a quarter note or eighth note and dial it to the groove. And then automate the amount so it only shapes on the hits you want. This can be insanely clean, because you're not adding compressor tone or messing with the envelope unpredictably. Now, extra coach note that matters more than people think, time domain alignment. Even if the 808 tail is tuned perfectly, it can still feel hollow if the waveform starts at a random phase relative to the kick. Put the kick and the 808 tail on separate audio tracks. Zoom into sample level around the transient. Nudge the 808 tail a few samples earlier or later. You can do it by nudging the clip or using track delay. Listen for the moment where the low end suddenly feels like one event instead of two things arguing. When it locks, the punch gets tighter and you often need less volume to feel heavier. Stop there. Don't overfiddle. Just find the pocket. Next, arrangement. This is where jungle low end becomes musical. A solid 1 bar starting point at 174, snare on 2 and 4. Kick on 1 and maybe a pickup before 3 depending on your pattern. Try placing a short tail on beat 1, tight. Then place a stronger tail after the snare on 2, like a response. And maybe a very short ghost tail leading into 4, but keep it subtle. Think call and response with the break. Let the snare hit, then the sub speaks. If you put the longest tail exactly on top of the snare, you're literally burying the most important transient in the genre. For a 2-bar jungle movement, do the classic. Bar 1, root note tail. Bar 2, answer with the 5th or the flat 7 depending on the vibe. So if you're in F minor territory, you might go F then C, or F then E flat, but keep it subtle. This is about motion, not turning it into a full bass line unless that's your intent. And do not copy-paste identical hits for 32 bars. Use velocity if it's MIDI or clip gain if it's audio. You're creating low-end phrases. Small differences, like 1 to 1.5 dB, go a long way. Now let's do mastering aware checks. Not mastering, but thinking like someone who wants the track to survive mastering. First, mono check. Put utility on the master and set width to zero briefly. If the low end vanishes or wobbles, you've got phase or stereo issues in the sub. Fix that at the source. Sub should be stable in mono. Second, headroom. Try to keep your master peaks around -6 dBFS while building. If you can't, it's usually not a turn everything down problem. It's often a your low end is too long or overlapping problem. Shorten decay, refine ducking, or decide who owns what. Third, kick versus tail relationship. Solo kick and 808 tail. Look at spectrum on each. If they're both trying to own the exact same fundamental, you're going to get inconsistent punch and limiter weirdness. Decide. Kick owns the initial thump, tail owns the note. You can even think in time. The first 80 milliseconds belong to the kick, everything after belongs to the tail. That mindset makes envelope shaping and ducking decisions way easier. Quick mistakes to avoid while you work. Untuned tails, decay too long for the tempo, oversaturating below about 80 Hz. No ducking around the snare, uncontrolled stereo sub, and mixing the tail-like trap with constant sustain. Jungle needs space for breaks. If you want to go darker and heavier, do it in a mastering-friendly way. Split the job into two layers.